Oh, hello there. It's very nice to be inside your ear holes right now. Hello, everyone. My name is B, and welcome back to another episode of This Week with B. This week, you really are with B, because it is literally just me. There is nobody else here. How magical is that? That is absolutely amazing, isn't it? Truly amazing. And also, how amazing, too, that we usually post the episodes for this podcast on Saturdays, and luckily for us, New Year's Eve is in fact a Saturday. So we literally just got this bang on right, you guys. Perfect timing, if I do say so. Very, very helpful. Now, obviously, I am alone. So you're probably thinking, B, what exactly is going to be going on here since you're alone? Since usually you host this with, you know, other guests and other people. Not normally on your own in these things. So how are you going to be entertaining and speak for a whole episode on your own? Well, it is going to be a short episode. It's going to be just a short one of me talking specifically about something that I think is really important. And that is, of course, the fact that we should be grateful. You might be thinking, B, what are you talking about? You're just kind of spouting nonsense right now. Well, you see, guys, I think that being grateful is important, but normally Americans will like give thanks and Canadians on their Thanksgiving. Now, I haven't been able to do that yet because obviously we don't do that here in the England land. So I thought it would be a good opportunity to give my thanks at the end of the year, which is now, in case you hadn't noticed. If you've been sleeping under a rock, you might not have realized, but 2022 is about to end and 2023 is about to begin. So if your New Year's resolutions for 2022 have not yet been completed, you have approximately a few hours to do them before it's too late. Unless you're in Australia or in the future somewhere funky like that, then you're screwed, unfortunately. So sorry to break it to you, but let's hope that you can add those to your 2023 New Year's resolutions as well, which you will also break because nobody sticks to them. Just by the way, if you've got something that you want to do in your life, don't wait for a New Year's resolution or for a certain date. Just do it, because trust me, one day you'll wish that you did it when it's too late. Anyways, now obviously whenever a new year comes around, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking for various reasons. I think everybody gets a little bit nervous after a bad year. Some people hope for a better one, but then we worry that if that better one is actually going to come. I worry at this January time every year because YouTube usually goes into a big slump for the first month. Obviously, we get much less advertiser revenue and less interest from advertisers. People go back to school, less people watching stuff. So usually January is one of those like scary periods of time where you think you're going to make no money and your business is going to go under, but we have to just work through it, you know, hold on through it. But I know I'll be fine. I know I'll be fine with whatever is coming in 2023, whether it is a slump on YouTube, whether it is a career change, whether it is a moving house, whatever it might be, whatever happens next year, I know I'm going to be okay. And the reason I know I'm going to be okay is because I have a set of people in my life that will make sure of it. And what I mean by that is they always make things better, no matter how bad things get. And without them, I would be truly lost. And so that is what I wanted to talk about today. My gratefulness to those people in my life who will be the reason I get through another year, another decade, another whatever else in my life. It's because of them. Now, I wanted to start off by saying that, similar to the Twitter video that I made about this, I am obviously very grateful for statistics, for numbers. This was one of the best, and well, is the best and most successful year of my channel ever. My channel has been more successful this year than it ever has been before, and I'm blown away by that. And of course, I'm incredibly, incredibly grateful for all of the love and support I've received and for the numbers that I've achieved this year and for the opportunities I've been able to have career-wise this year and the things I've been able to do with that. I'm grateful for it, but I don't want the numbers to shadow the thing that I think is really important, which is what I'm going to be taking on with me, not just next year, but for the rest of my life. Memories and various lessons I've learned that I will take on with me for the rest of my life, which are usually, mostly, as a result of the people in my life. And so I want to focus on those. So first things first, I want to talk about a few lessons I have learned this year, and then we're going to talk about a few people I really appreciate from this year. So a few lessons I've learned from this year are, firstly, the internet is not your friend. A lot of people, I think, when you, especially on social media, if you get to a point where you have a certain level of following, or you start to feel like you, I don't know, you're a cult favorite for whatever reason, It starts to allow you to build up this assumption that things are going to be great and that you're doing great and that everybody loves you. But then the second there's some reason that people might not like you for whatever reason, and a group of people are able to get loud enough and snowball enough into a large enough crowd to complain at you or yell at you, you immediately feel that come crashing down and you start to feel like everybody in the world hates you, because your world view so far has been so limited to just the people who love you on social media. So losing them makes you feel like the whole world hates you. That's something that did happen to me this year, and I realized coming out of it that it's not the whole world that feels that way. It's a small group of people on Twitter who feel that way. And the simple reality is, they just don't matter in the grand scheme of things to my life. And so I suggest that for all of you who are put in a position like that, don't allow social media to run your life, because the real world is so much more interesting and so much more vibrant. And when I was growing up, if somebody had said that to me, I'd have laughed at them as a person who was online all the time. But now as an adult who is moving on through their life, I have to say I feel so much more grateful for the real things in real life, the things that I can really enjoy, the real friends, the real family, the real places I can go are so much more endlessly enjoyable than anything a social media tweet with a few hundred likes could ever do for me. The next lesson that I learned this year is to take things slow. Now, my life is not slow by any means. My life is very intense. I have things going on all the time. I am always working, always doing things, and I don't like to sit down and be bored. I don't like to take things slow. I get bored too easily. I am an enjoyer of working. I am somebody who likes to just push myself and do things all the time. I don't like to ever take breaks and things like that. And it's not that I don't want to take breaks, it's more so that I get really bored when I do. But this year I decided it was important that I did, and so I forced myself to. I went to the Lake District with my mum, I went to London with my family, I took some little vacations here and there, and I took some time off and I actually enjoyed life for a while, just a few days here and there throughout the year where I actually focused on being in the real world, enjoying life and focusing on some of the things that are important, like days at the beach with my family or picnics out or just little things that remind me of the simple joys of living and what it means to truly be alive, not existing through the internet. And lastly, the last lesson I wanted to share was to remind the people around you how grateful you are for them, because sometimes, even if you're not meaning to, it can make people feel, or you can make people feel, like you don't appreciate them, even if you don't mean to. And I've noticed this year that I feel, they may not feel, but I feel like I've made some people feel pretty unappreciated this year. And so I want to make a big amount of effort to make them feel appreciated once again. I hope. Fingers crossed. Now, I want to talk about some specific people. And more specifically, about some of the people that also did an episode of my podcast recently on their own and sat in the whole thing praising me like a bunch of baboons who are clearly mistaken if they think I'm a nice person. I want to start off with Iris, who is somebody I've known for a very, very long time. Far too long, to be completely honest. No, I'm just kidding. She is wonderful and kind and generous and thoughtful and always wants to help me. She wants to see me succeed all the time. And all she ever does is push me to be better and do better, encourage me and offer help where I need it so that I can do the things she knows I want to achieve, especially if she knows I want to achieve something, but I know I can't do it on my own. She's always there to offer support and offer help, and I'm forever grateful for that. She doesn't realize it, but I am very thankful for her, and so are so many other people in her life. James is a moron, to be completely honest, but the best kind. He does literally everything I don't want to do, like running my Discord community, handling things that I quite simply just do not want to do, to be completely honest. Things that I can't think of anything worse if I have to do them. And I am consistently thankful for him, because without him, half of the stuff that I do just simply wouldn't function. It would cease to exist. Half of the things that I have done, half of the things that my community runs, they just wouldn't work. They just wouldn't function. They wouldn't exist if James wasn't running them and James wasn't handling them. And so I am forever grateful for him. And of course, for his friendship and his kindness, this part in my role plays and in my content and just this part in my life in general. And then we have Stephanie, who I only met this year. I knew of her existence before that because she's been very sweet to me on social media for a long time. But I became friends with her this year when she became a character in my roleplay. And I have to say, she is one of the kindest people I've ever met and had the pleasure of becoming friends with. She makes me laugh endlessly. She's so silly but funny at the same time. And she's one of those people who makes those like sly little jerk comments underneath things that you could not even notice if you're not careful. And when I notice them, they're just hilarious. She's so funny and one of the nicest people I've ever met in my whole life. Webby is one of those people who will do anything that they can, even if it's the detriment to themselves and their own health, to make you happy, to make you smile. Whenever he knows I'm feeling down or feeling sad, his one goal is to just get me to smile. And it usually works. He is funny, he is kind, he's thoughtful, and he's endlessly, endlessly putting far too much effort into me that I simply do not deserve. But I'm grateful for him for never giving up on me. And even on days when I feel very alone, he makes sure that I know I'm not. And I'm very thankful for that. Rob is someone I would describe as eccentric, a bit crazy, but fun-loving, I suppose you could say. He is one of those people who everybody wants in their life. Everybody wants a Rob in their life. He's funny, he's kind, he's sweet. He's there for you when you need him to be. He's honest, he's open, he discusses things to you. He'll be the first on that like list of people who will come to you and be like, listen, you're being mean, when you're being a little bit of a B-word, he will tell you. But he's so, so nice. And despite all of the hardship he's had to endure in his own life, I am in awe of his ability to pick himself up and continue on and be strong, even when things are so tough sometimes. I am literally just awestruck by him. He is truly, truly amazing. And I can't express in words how much I want him to be able to achieve all of his dreams. So if you haven't watched his Twitch streams, twitch.tv/ConfessorX, please do. He's wonderful. And you would not be wasting any of your time by watching him. I promise you, you will not want to leave. If you give him 10 minutes of your time, maybe less, you'll immediately know that you want to stay there. And then, of course, I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge a few other friends like John, Tamira, Sabrina, all of the people in Distractions Media, like Avalos, Fox, Pershi. We've got our friends that are connected to that too, like in some way, like Lex or Apple, Ryan, everybody else that's connected in some way to this mad group of people. I'm so grateful for them. It's like having a family that's like secondary to your main family, you know, like a home away from home. There's Christmas live streams that we do for 24 hours every year, and the Halloween live streams are two of the things that I look forward to most in this world and in my year. And honestly, after them, I feel so sad because I just miss them so much afterwards. I wish we did even more together than those, because I really do miss every single one of them. Even if I don't outright mention them, I miss them all. And they are all so wonderful. And I look forward to our podcast episodes so, 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 so greatly, just so that I get to see more of them and spend more time with them. I'm very thankful for them. This year has been a wild ride for me and my family, but I'm very grateful to them for the support that they've given me. I don't know what I would have done without them this year, put it frankly, but I'm grateful for them every single day beyond words. Like I say, this last year I've met some amazing people, and if you're listening to this and you're one of the friends that I've met this year, whether you're Royal High community or elsewhere, thank you for being so wonderful and so kind. I just don't really have the words to describe this year. It's been both the most successful year of my career and probably one of the worst years of my personal life ever. I have been more sad this year, I think, than I have been happy. So I will not be sad to see the back of the year, let's just say that. I'm very happy to be going on into a new year with a fresh start. And I'm really going to see it as a fresh start. And I think everybody should. If you've had a hard year, see it as a fresh start. This is your chance to start again, your chance to start over, and it's my chance too to start over. And I'm really looking forward to all of the things that we are doing this year and all of the content we have planned and all of the ideas that we have to share and all of the stories we want to tell. I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to traveling more and seeing more of the world. We already have trips. I have a trip in May with my family to go to New York City. We have a trip with my grandparents, me and my grandparents. I gave it to them for Christmas. We're going to Madrid for 3 days in the end of the year. And I'm planning to go to Wales and Scotland and Northern Ireland next year in 2023 too, because I've never been to them despite the fact that I live in the UK. So I'm determined to see all three places by the end of the year. Maybe another European country And I also intend to go and meet some of my friends in Canada and America as well. So I have an exciting year planned, and I know it's going to be probably the best year of my life. And I'm really going to push myself to enjoy this year instead of always holding myself back and letting my anxiety ruin things. If any of my friends are listening to this and I've talked about you positively, don't message me. I don't want to know. Just accept it and leave it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Thank you so much, though, all of you. I am so thankful and I love you so much. And also, I'm really thankful for everybody who's chosen to listen to this podcast, because this year, this podcast has grown too. I only started regularly posting on it and uploading regularly recently, but I have been blown away by the support on it. And it means a lot to me because I've always, always wanted to have a podcast. And I've always wanted to have a podcast that was successful. I never thought I would be able to. I was pretty much determined that there was no way people were going to listen to it. But oddly enough, people have been very kind and have listened to it. And I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful. I can't even tell you how grateful I am because, well, I just don't have the words for it, really. But you guys are all truly wonderful. And so far, this has just been just the best year ever, but also the worst. It's very strange. It's a very strange combination of things, but I am thankful. And I am always, always grateful for all of the love and support that every single one of you shares with me every single day. So thank you for everything you do. Thank you for your love and support and kindness and just everything. You guys are honestly just the best. And I could never ask for anything better than that. I love you all. I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful new year. A fantastic, fantastic, hopefully fantastic at least, new year celebration. If not restful. And I just want you to know that I'm thankful for you all. And I hope you all have the best year to come. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to all of my friends. Thank you to all of my amazing, amazing, amazing viewers. I love you all so dearly, and I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day. And I love you all lots. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of This Week with B. If you enjoyed it, please don't forget to leave a review if you are listening on a channel that you can do that with, such as Apple Podcasts, or of course, if you're watching on something like Spotify, please don't forget to follow. We post new episodes every other week on Saturdays, sometimes more, and we hope you guys will enjoy every single one that comes out throughout the next year and beyond. Have a great day, everyone. Love you lots.